Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Across the vein of night, the cuts of path of searing light, burning like a beacon on the edges of our sight. At the border of total darkness, and the light's divine, divine.
Welcome back, Steph and Team Carol. Little Dan Fogelberg bring respect to late, great Dan Fogelberg. I'm Jim Blasingame. Not late yet, but still kicking and still broadcasting live from our nation's capital this week during Small Business Week, specifically broadcasting all week up to now, I should say, from the U.S. Chamber Small Business Summit. And every year, if they're having their summit, that's where I'm going to be. Because this is where small business owners are, and you're going to find Main Street here aggregating in our nation's capital. And one of the things that they're going to be doing today is Stormy Giovanni Portello is with us, by the way, VP of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber. They're going to be storming Capitol Hill with some bona fides, real live small business owners from Main Street America, talking about what the heck's on their mind and how they can get the government out of their hair. Giovanni, thanks again for hanging out with us. Thanks for a great week this week. I know you work really hard to put all this together to make it come off so great. Talk to us about, I want to talk about your trip to Capitol Hill today, but before we do that, you've got some breaking news from the CBO, don't you?
Oh, absolutely, and I think this is very important for your listeners because it only solidifies what we've been saying. If something is not done, and this is by the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, who is a nonpartisan group that both sides of Congress abide by. If something is not done with all the expiring tax cuts and the doc fix and the AMT and the sequestration, under current law, if something is not done, the National Bureau of Economic Research will most likely judge us as being in a recession next year if, according to their figures, the growth will be
reduced. The impact of those things not being resolved, well, the impact of that on small business owners, the tax increases, just the disruption to the marketplace will probably spin us into a recession. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly right. And you know something, Jim, and you've talked to the people as well as I have this week. I think it's already starting to have an effect. People are starting, you know, they're saying, look, the uncertainty with health care, the uncertainty with energy, we don't know what to do. And what small businesses do is when the uncertainty level reaches to that degree and that level, they just sit on their hands and say, look, better off not doing anything. And I think that's
the reason. The reason
to the
why, and see, here's the thing, though, Giovanni. This is not a small business thing. This is a marketplace thing. Have you ever in your career known of a time when major corporations were sitting on as much cash as they're sitting on right now?
No, and it's
that's the index right there. If you want to see the uncertainty index of America. The marketplace here. Look at the cash, and I work with these big companies. They don't want to turn loose of a nickel if they don't have to. Now these are companies that didn't get where they are by hoarding cash. They got where they are by investing and taking risks, and they're not doing that right now.
Well, you can't take. How can you with such an uncertain future over the next 5 or 6 months? Why would you do something now as opposed to 5 or 6 months from now, because we have an election, we have all of this overhang, it's called the fiscal cliff, in front of us, and until that can be resolved, that determines your returns on your investment, your access to capital, your dividend rates, capital gain rates. All of this is very imperative to make an investment in the decision-making process.
And the thing is, though, we do have to make some hard decisions, some hard fiscal decisions. Soon,
absolutely.
Otherwise, we're going to turn into Greece and
absolutely.
And I mean, all the components, all the elements of what caused Greece to turn into what it is today. All those elements, all those ingredients, are evident in our own world. here in America?
Well, there's no question about it. We have to control federal spending. We have to do it in a fiscally prudent way. We certainly, growth of the economy is one thing. We cannot cut ourselves off at the knees. The growth of the economy will, and getting people back employed is imperative, but we have to do it in such a way that we don't, we have to control the deficit. We have to control federal spending as we look further.
Well, one of the things that we have here in America, they don't have in Greece, and they don't have in a lot of Europe, and that is the ability to grow an economy, just to really accelerate an economy like we do here in America. Do you mind, are these things that your people, that your bona fide small business owners that are here this week, are these the kind of things that you guys are going to talk to members of Congress about today?
Well, absolutely. You know, you hit it on the head. I mean, we're after I hang up with you and your listeners, we're going right up to the Hill. We have close to 400 or 500 small businesses that will be storming the Hill to let them know the message. And the message is we need certainty as we're going into the future, especially in the near term. The things that can provide us certainty is repeal the employer mandate. From the health care provision.
Which
this is causing
different than the individual mandate, which is what the Supreme Court is dealing with. They're not dealing with the employer mandate. They're only dealing with the individual mandate, right, Giovanni?
That's correct. And we have bills S-20 in the Senate and H.R. 1744 in the House that will do that. Repeal the health insurance tax, which was embedded in the health care bill that will drive up the cost of health care, S-1880 and H.R. 1370. Give us
Giovanni,
some certainty.
We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're going to be right back with our good friend Giovanni Cortello. After these messages, he's VP of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. That's where I am at their Small Business Summit, and that's where I'm broadcasting.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.